USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on NBC's Meet the Press, discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Maris panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.